Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly. This is the High Hopes Podcast. High Hopes. It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Phillies on Odyssey and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
No, here's what I'm going to say. Look, I said coming into this, I said we will not complain. We will not be upset with the split. We said all we want is a split. And I feel that way. I'm fine. That yo was 100% saving my voice for the yo's to come. Okay, that is all it is. I swear, like I, as you know, my voice going out has been a big theme of this whole run. And it's hurting right now. And yeah. I see an opportunity tonight where I don't have to do it. And let's be honest, my voice felt great last night. And then I did that yo and it felt horrible and it's horrible today. So I was like, you know what? It's okay tonight. This is not a representation of how I feel. I'm good. All I wanted was a split tonight. It was annoying as hell. More than anything, like I'm sorry. And if you're one of those people, I'm really sorry to call you out right here, but like the loser vibe, they're cheating. Like, dude, like, come on, man. Like they got caught cheating in the most public way possible. It was a stain, a black eye on baseball. And on the biggest stage, you think Major League Baseball is just going to be like, yeah, let them cheat. Like it just felt like such a weak night. Whatever, we're going home 5-0 at CBP, Jack Fritz, and you and I are 2-0 together in the building. We're going to be in the building for all three games together. I have no worries. We are all good. I feel fine. Just tonight was like annoying. Tonight annoyed me, Jack. Like I'm annoyed that I'm not excited to record. I'm like, I texted Jack. I'm like, let's make it a quick one because like I don't have anything to say. I'm just annoyed. How you doing?
So who is saving themselves more for later in the World Series? You with your yos or or Zach Wheeler? Because I would like to believe it's Zach Wheeler, frankly.
I really hope it's Zach Wheeler because I'm going to do the yo either way. It might not sound good, but it's going to happen and it's not that big a deal. I'll just apologize to people. Zach Wheeler absolutely needs to be saving himself because that was not great, buddy.
Did not enjoy watching my ace, who usually throws 99, sitting 94 in the fourth inning. Like that's
extra day of rest, though. So that was good.
Yeah. If you're looking for one massive,
is it take back time? Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
If you're looking for one massive red flag tonight, Zach Wheeler's velocity is a concern. And it looks like a guy that threw a career high in innings last year. And now is coming back and it's like, he can't like, they said before the game is his pitch limit was 80 to 90 pitches. Like,
yeah,
this is a guy he's made what, 6 starts since coming back from missing a month or whatever. Like there's something I don't know this to be true. I'm just telling you, like, it feels like there's something more here than just like he's working his way back from injury because they kept saying like, no, he's not really injured. They're kind of taking a month off. But if he was just taking a month off, then he shouldn't be limited to 80 to 90 pitches. Like, he's a guy that is throwing 99 and has been sitting in 98 into the seventh, eighth inning in starts in the last couple of years. So the fact that we're sitting here and they're, like, limiting him and he's throwing 96 in the first inning and he's getting hit around, that's, like, the only – like, I legitimately feel like the Phillies outplayed the Astros tonight. Like, I do. I know they lost. I know they lost 5-1. But if you're looking
5-2.
At 5-2, whatever. Again, I told you.
You were checked out in the ninth. Huh? I get it, buddy. I get it.
By the way, speaking of the ninth inning, I told you before the podcast, I told you before the series that Ryan Pressly doesn't scare me. And I would like to say that he still does not scare me at all. Give me him in Citizens Bank Park, and it will not be the same story. But, you know, the only thing that has given me any cause for pause for Phils in 5 or Phils in 6 is I'm now worried about Zach Wheeler. And that's not something that I was totally banking on heading into the postseason or heading into the series. But when you see that velo dip, it's hard not to think, like, is there something more here? Is he not 100%? Is that whole rest thing not really real? And is it now something where you're not sure if you're going to get a full Zach Wheeler for the rest of the World Series?
Yeah, look, something we didn't really talk about but was mentioned a little bit going in was the ball off the leg that he took.
Yep.
You know, like, and we really didn't even talk about that at all. And, you know, Thompson kind of just mentioned it a little bit in talking about the extra day we was asked about. He's like, oh, yeah, you know, just a bit of a bruise or whatever. But, you know, we're giving him the extra day. Like, who knows? Maybe that was a little bit more of a bruise, so to speak, than we thought. The legs are important in pitching. We know that. Like, I don't know, because, look, I'm with you. But, the arm thing doesn't explain why he was still able, even if he could only go 80 pitches, he's still been awesome for those 80 pitches all playoffs, right? And tonight he wasn't. So I'm hoping it's something that's a little more, you know, just a weird night with that leg thing or something. But yeah, if you're coming out at night, the biggest, look, they lost a baseball game to a good team. Framber Valdez is really good. We said it coming in. We said on this pod, we feel much better against Justin Verlander than Framber Valdez. That dude's nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty all year long. And he showed it tonight. Real quick, before we move on, like, can I get your official take on the cheating thing? Because, like, I don't know how you feel, and maybe I'm on an island. I know there were some people who agree with me, but, like, and I got a lot of hate. I tweeted out, and people came at me. But, like, man, I think we just lost tonight. I don't think they cheated.
Official's position. They were using trash cans in the first inning. That's my official position. Everything after. No, like, I don't think they were cheating. Like, I just think it's a cop-out for when your offense is having a bad night against a really good pitcher. And, you know, sometimes when guys are going to their wrist or they're going to their hair or they're going to things, like, they're trying to find sweat.
Moisture, so, like, of course. They're just getting sweat, exactly.
So, like, for me...
Especially spin guys. Like, he's not a fastball guy. He's a... I mean, throws, you know what I mean? He's like a spin guy. Like, there's a guy who's the spin is what matters with him. I mean, on the fastball, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I didn't curse, did I?
You got fired up about spin rates and started dropping F-bombs.
I think I said fastball. He's not a fastball guy. I feel pretty good.
Totally disagree. We'll find out.
I feel super confident. I feel like I'm right here. Look, we got a lot of kids. Real quick, before, shout out to...
Just think about our friends that have kids right now.
The only great thing that happened to me tonight was our buddy Michael tweeted us his two kids doing the yo intro, and it was like the greatest moment of my life to get that video. I was like, that is the cool... I was like, wow. Like, Jack, I'm sorry I fought you on cursing. I'll never curse on this pod again, unless I just did, which I really don't think I did. But, like, that video was amazing. Like, you made my night, dude. And I really didn't think I cursed. But anyway, go ahead.
We'll check it post podcast. Like, again, let me just say, I feel like, let me just make this clear to everyone out there listening. I did not pitch in the big leagues. I don't know if that's been clear or not, but wherever I got moisture was under my forehead. Like, I was always able to get moisture there. And then I was able to, cause, like, your hands get dry and you need to figure out a way to be able to grip a baseball again. And, like, they check these guys. I don't think there's a conspiracy theory to allow sticky stuff. I know, like, some pitchers have come back and had unbelievable years this year, and I'm sure they're finding a way. Like, I'm sure they're finding a way to do it. Like, I can't deal with the whole they're playing bad tonight and it must be the Astros are cheating. The Astros won 106 games. I don't think they're cheating all the time.
It's so, the World Series. Every eye is on the Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball, it was the biggest stain on the sport in decades. Like, they're not going to not, like, pay attention to the Astros in the World Series. Like, it's just crazy to me. Like, it just was weekend. The Maldonado bat thing. It's like, for those who didn't see it, the reason the bat is illegal, because if it could break in a way that could be dangerous, it doesn't give you an advantage as a hitter. And then on top of that, he didn't do anything. It didn't influence the game. Like, what are we? I'm sorry. I got to save my voice. This is a save my voice night.
It's
all right.
Okay. It's okay. The Valdez thing, I get a little bit. I understand. Like, it looked like
I can
it.
Understand what people are coming from, but like, come on.
I know. The Maldonado thing was insane. Like, dude, first off, he could go up there with an aluminum bat and I really wouldn't care. Like, it's Martin Maldonado. I know he had a little bleeder hit last night, but like, are we serious? Well, should they suspend him? Stop. Like, he thought it was a good bat. You would think that a bat that is wood is good enough to use in a game.
It's not like it was corked. Like, people are acting like it was a freaking corked bat or something.
So official high host edition, like, deep breaths. Just take some deep breaths. I don't think the Astros are cheating. The Valdez, I know Valdez, I mean, he's touching spots. I get it. Like, it looks like it. If you were looking for classic signs of trying to find sticky substances, also, like, might be. Like, I think
you never know. You never know. But, like, they are checking him. The umps checked him coming off the field. Like, it's not like they just let it go.
I agree. I forget where I was going because we went on this tangent like 3.5 minutes ago. And then you dropped.
Does it matter? Does it matter?
You dropped an F-bomb that we're going to check post podcast.
I did not drop. I feel so confident. I feel so confident. We have a chat, right? Are there people there? I didn't drop it, right, guys?
No, believe it or not, the people are not as excited about a post-loss podcast as they are.
So not as many. I'm shocked by this. Hey, you want to hear something else? Me neither, guys. Me neither. Way less excited to do this pod tonight than I was last night. Last night, I felt like, even though it was like 2 hours later than it is right now, I felt like I could go for all night. Now, I honestly can't wait to go to bed. I'm like excited for a day off tomorrow. I need a break. I'm dying over here.
Well, at least the Eagles don't play tomorrow again. So everything's
fine. I've never cared less about an Eagles game. Like, don't care. I'll watch it because it's my job. But like, really looking, the thing I'm most excited for tomorrow is an early bedtime, Jack. That's what I'm excited for. Yeah.
This is insane.
Well, look, it took us this long into the run for me to complain about it being late. So here we are.
I know.
It's a trope. We had to end it at some point.
Yes. But overall, like, so in the first inning, they jump on Wheeler. You know, obviously their plan was, we're going to get fastballs early. We got to jump on it. And Wheeler just didn't have a good fastball early. I felt like, so actually, this is the point I was going to bring up before you dropped an F-bomb and start talking about the Astros cheating is so when Wheeler was struggling in the earlier portion of the game, and I started thinking about the knee thing, like, it made sense because I thought his mechanics looked off, and it looked like he was battling an injury with his legs,
right?
Like his fastball location was just way off. I totally forgot,
dude, it was all I thought about, because it wouldn't have explained why he was so good when he did pitch. He might have, the tiring out thing makes sense, but like, for him to just come in tonight and look completely different than he did every other start doesn't make sense with the like arm thing, you know?
Well, and he looked like a pitcher that was battling something. And you honestly, if it's his knee, great. Like, if it's his knee, that is fine, because I think he threw what, 63 pitches tonight, I think?
Yeah, somewhere in the 60s, 67, 63, something like that.
Yeah, and good job by Thompson for getting him out. And we don't need to, like, it's okay to just chalk it up as a loss, you know? Like, it's baseball.
The only thing Topper did tonight that made zero sense was wasting a player by bringing in Maton instead of Marsh Depinger. I get it. You want Maton in that bat, but like, if you're taking him right out of the game and putting Marsh in, you're literally wasting a player. I didn't get.
Well, so I saw your tweets, and I don't totally disagree, but I think that, like, if I'm Rob Thompson, I'm looking at that, and I think Montero has a similar two-seam as Sandy Alcantara, and we know what Maton has done against Sandy Alcantara, so maybe you're just, like, trying to hope he gets a fastball and hits it out, and then you can put Marsh in center field. Either way.
Just a weird one. It wasn't a big deal. And look, Maton did hit the ball hard, just in the wrong spot. It was just a weird one. It was like, it's just wasting a guy in a spot, you know, especially when you have Sosa coming up next. You could, like, bat Maton next if Martian get on. It was just a weird one for me. Anyway.
Yeah. So, but if you're looking at all the telltale signs of a guy laboring an injury, I thought it was Wheeler tonight. And I hope it's the knee, because if it's the elbow or if it's the arm,
It's a lot bigger issue. Yep.
But the fact that now he has off Friday, Saturday, he is off Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, off day. So he has 5 full days until he pitches again. You would think in that point and in that time, he would be able to get, you know, back to being fully healthy Wheeler and get a game 6 in Houston where hopefully he feels like himself. But really, like, it looked like a guy that was battling something with his knee because he just, it felt like he was landing earlier and trying to overcompensate. And like his fastball location, like he's, I swear, I've watched Zach Wheeler almost every start as a Philly, James. I've never seen him locate a slider well once. So like that wasn't surprising, but it always was coupled with his fastball being pretty good at spotting up wherever he wanted. I just didn't have it tonight. So hope it's arm fatigue. Don't hope it's arm fatigue.
Exactly.
Hope it's the knee. And we can bounce back into game 6 if necessary. But at the same time, James, we got 3 games at Citizens Bank Park.
5-0, buddy. 5-0.
They already took one down in Houston.
It's all we wanted. It's all we wanted. I'm going to stick to what I said. I said I'm not freaking out if they split in Houston. They split in Houston.
And again,
but Nolan Wheeler got crushed in Houston. They won 1-2. Like, take it.
And another silver lining, some other bullpen pieces look pretty good. Like
bullpen period look good, really. I mean
they haven't allowed a run yet.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like everyone's looked good. Like obviously yesterday we talked about it, but Brogdon looked great again. He's looked good, you know, really since that Atlanta outing, which was rough, but since then he's been really, really good. Bilotti is good. Like, you know, Hand and I did fine. I don't count him, but I think Bilotti and Brogdon are two guys where, like, you know, you can maybe count on those guys in a higher leverage situation if you need it. Like, I think they can get you through something. I'm with you, dude. I think you feel good about where the bullpen's at right now and the usage. And look, now you get an off day. Sir Anthony Alvarado, all the guys using game 1 are ready to roll for game 3. So, you know, I think you feel good about where your staff's at, you know, considering.
Yep. And Rob Thompson just said post game that Thor is starting game 3.
I thought so. I had a feeling that was going to happen. I mean, obviously with the Ranger usage, you know what? I'm fine with that. You know, this is a mostly right-handed heavy lineup. Obviously Tucker and Jordan are there, but otherwise it's a right-handed heavy lineup with this Astros lineup. And, you know, I Thor's been good when called upon in the playoffs. He has experience. Like I don't hate that.
Well, and he's throwing the ball pretty well. Like, I'm not a Thor guy at all. But he looks pretty good so far this postseason, whether it's starting or coming out of the bullpen. So it gives Ranger an extra day. And if you lose game 3, then if you go Ranger,
Nola Wheeler,
feel pretty good about it. Yeah. 3 of your best pitchers going 3 straight. So you try to steal game 3. Lance McCullers, I think his ERA on the road is 3.5 this year. And like 1.5-ish at home. If I remember my World Series preview notes and stuff. So might be a bad night to be Lance McCullers on Monday on Halloween. But yeah, they split. Everything's fine. Deep breaths. And also, they are a mere 12 inches from that game being.
Oh my God. Totally different.
5-3.
12 inches twice. 12 inches twice. Back to back.
Well, I mean, like the
foul pole one, and then the catch. I'm saying, like, then the next one he hits it to like the end of the warning track. Like, you give me a foot there, it probably goes over the fence. It's like, come on,
you have the Harper ball. You have the Harper ball that maybe falls in if it's a little bit further. So
the Gene ball hit to the one spot at that part of the park.
That was insane. I mean,
come on. Like, seriously.
It felt like the whole night that the baseball
wasn't our night. It wasn't our night, man. It wasn't our night. It just wasn't our night. It happens. And you know what? It's happened in game 2 of each of the last 2 series. And then we went home and handled business. So,
yeah,
just saying. Just saying, Jack.
It's what we do.
It's what we do. We're going to go to the bank and we're going to handle business. And the crowd's going to be insane. And the Astros are going to be like, holy bleep, what did I just step into? And we're going to handle business. That's what I think. I believe that.
Astros crowd was embarrassing again tonight. It felt like I was watching a regular season game. Like, it really did. That crowd does absolutely nothing for me. So I feel pretty confident in this team heading home here.
I do too. All right. Take bag. I don't think much. I just think tonight wasn't their night. And, you know, the Wheeler stuff we talked about, the bullpen looks great. Like, you know, yeah, there were some spots where they couldn't capitalize, but I just feel like it just wasn't their night. You know, they got down early and they ran into some great pitching and they fought. You know, I appreciate that they didn't just, you know, turtle up and lose 5-0. They fought. The Castellanos hit, at the end, kind of fighting. But, you know, it is what it is. They just got beat tonight.
They did. And Rob Thompson postgame said, who cares about Framber being, possibly.
That's our guy. He gets it. Baseball guy.
That's our guy. All right. Take back. First inning was, it was first inning. Like Matt Vierling, you were a role player. Get behind the ball and make a good play.
Ready to make a throw. Dude, he would add my mile with a good throw there.
Just like pure laziness. I don't know why.
And same thing on Sosa. It was both laziness. Like that was, what are you doing, dude? Like make a good throw. I know Reese should add it, but like both those guys, you're getting your start of the World Series against the lefty. Like come to play, man.
Scoop the ball as well. Also, well, like,
I agree. But like, let's be honest. One of those players is playing because of one of those players is a Major League Baseball player predominantly because of his defense and the other isn't. Like, I agree, but like make a better throw, Mundo. That was an easy freaking play.
Easy play to scoop as well. Like a Major League Baseball first baseman who has been brutal defensively scoops the ball. Just scoop the baseball. I could have scooped it from my couch, frankly. If you put me in that situation, that ball's in the glove. But yeah, the Vierling play annoyed me more than anything. It's like you're camping under it for no reason because you think Yordan's not going to run. And he tested you. And yeah, I think that Alec Bohm, I think Alec Bohm could have scooped it and made a better play. The Phillies defense came back to bite him early in the game, which was, going to eventually happen. Already covered a lot of this stuff. All right. Positive stuff.
Ooh. Well,
there's really just one positive. I love Bryson Stott, dude. I texted you. I was like, I can go 50 minutes on Bryson Stott because, like,
the pod will be 51 minutes
in a night full of mostly negatives and just like, that stunk. Bryson Stott's at bat, and it's
both
not
of them,
only
the one he had in the ninth, too, was great. Like, he's awesome.
I just keep thinking about what is he like in 2 years, and what is he like in 3 years as he gets more and more comfortable at playing Major League Baseball and being locked in. And it's just like he's going to be so clearly going to be a really good player for a really long time. Like you don't have those at bats against really tough pitching unless you just have a really good clue of what you're doing at the plate. And, you think about it. And what is he like 2 or 3 years from now? Like he's already getting World Series experience. He's playing shortstop. And at this point, like I believe me, I love Edmundo Sosa. But
I would have played Stott tonight. Yeah.
Just play Stott. Yep. Just play Stott. He's proven himself against lefties, against righties, against tough pitchers, against soft pitchers. Like he's going to get the job done. And he's going to work a good at bat at the worst case scenario. And I couldn't help when he was doing that at bat in the seventh, eighth, whatever, of like, this guy's going to be really good for a long time. And you start thinking, okay, so next year, do you feel comfortable with him being your leadoff hitter? And do you bump Schwarber down into a more run-producing position? Or do you let Gestati kind of continue to develop and continue to grow? Because I don't know how you don't become intoxicated with the idea of that guy's your future leadoff hitter because he seems like a prototypical modern day leadoff hitter that works great at bats and hopefully puts the bat on the ball in good cases. But really solid stuff from a rookie playing in the World Series. And that's our guy.
I love him, dude. I He does not look like a 25-year-old rookie in the World Series. Like, it's the best way to say it. He is consistently, really, the whole playoffs, worked impressive at bats time and time and time again. And I know the, you know, classic, the average doesn't show it. That's been, like, the story of this guy's season. But, like, I've been beyond impressed with him. He looks like he belongs. He looks comfortable with the bats in big spots in the World Series. You know, a lot more comfortable than guys who've been in the league a long time. So, yeah, I 100% agree with you on Bryson Stott. He should be a leadoff hitter. He's the leadoff hitter. I agree, of the future. That's what I think.
And you start thinking about next year, and it's like, it's like, going through it. You start thinking
going
about
through it, buddy.
You start thinking about Gene and what we do there, and you bring him back. Do you go for Turner, Correa? Either way, Bryson Stott's there. Wheeler, I hope he bounces back. Whatever. We talked about the knee thing. If Connor Brogdon pitches like that, it's so funny because he seems like the classic confidence player where, like, when he feels confident, he's going to go out there and look like the next Ryan Madsen. And then the second he loses it, it's like he can't pitch in big moments. I thought he looked really good tonight. I thought it was an important bounce back outing for Brett Hand. Like, I don't like Brett Hand. I don't believe in his ERA. I don't believe he's been good this year, but I guess the results speak for itself. He's been okay. And I thought he looked pretty good tonight, like a sharp breaking ball. And if Alvarado got to use him in the fifth, and there's another spot late in the game where it goes Alvarez, Bregman, Tucker, and he can't use Ranger because he's probably starting a game or coming off starting a game, like Brad Hand showing that he's not a complete disaster, I thought was an important moment tonight.
Yeah, look, it didn't hurt. I'm not going to say that the next time Brad Hand comes in a game, I'm going to feel confident, but I get your point for sure. But I think in the other spots, and I would throw Bilotti in there too, like, you know, I think Brogdon and Bilotti have looked good in the spots been given. Like, and I for the most part, at least in this particular moment, feel semi-confident they're going to get outs when they come in, which isn't always the case, you know?
Yeah.
Certainly more confident with those two than Brad Hand.
Who have you seen locate their slider more for a strike, Andrew Bilotti or Zach Wheeler? Can you answer that for me?
Yeah, Bilotti.
Dude, I just feel like, again, I've never it works because he throws 98 and 99 with Wheeler, but it's just like he just never throws it for a strike. Like these guys just don't sit on it. Also, I felt like he threw way more sinkers.
I was gonna say it felt like he was relying on to your point, like I think because the velocity wasn't there, and hopefully it's because the leg thing, like he wasn't pitching the same way he was. Not obviously not effective wise, but he wasn't attacking hitters the same way he normally did.
No, he just looked like he couldn't plan on it. You know? And I feel like when you can't plan on it and you can't sit with like a 99 four seamer, then you're like, okay, well, I got to get guys out on a sinker and hope to go ground ball. Like it looked like 2020 Wheeler where he like wasn't striking anyone out. And then you came back in 2021, it was like four seams up, you know, let's get that out and whatnot. So that's it. That's all I got. It was a boring loss that got interesting late.
Yeah, it's a really good way to put it. It was a boring game.
It was boring.
Which is so funny. Yeah. I mean, again, last night was one of the great World Series games of all time. Like, you know, they're not all going to be that way.
And I couldn't name one thing that happened in game two of 2008 in the World Series.
It's a great point. I remember just being annoyed with it. I remember feeling very similar to tonight. Yeah.
Here we are. We're back. Everything's fine.
For real. Listen,
the Phils always lose game two on the road. It's simply what they do. And then they come back home to Citizens Bank Park. We get McCullers who can't handle Philadelphia. There's a 0% chance he can handle Philadelphia. Game four, I'm nervous about Christian Javier.
Yeah. Same. Yeah.
I'm nervous about him. Game five. Justin Verlander is I cannot wait for it. I've waited for I don't and again, I don't know why I'm so like ravenous in needing to see this because I've loved Justin Verlander for a while.
You want him to be a Philly. You keep saying like you keep like crushing him and then being like future Philly. I'm like, what?
2 years, $50 million. future Philly doesn't Verlander, but I need him to get smoked at Citizens Bank Park. I have no idea why. Well, obviously because I want the Phillies to win, but like seeing him lose would make me happy. I don't know how else to explain it. Because like I like watching all time greats melt down at Citizens Bank Park. Like it does it for me. And then game six, we go back to Houston and Zach Wheeler pitches a gem and his knee's fully healthy and everything's great. Speaking of Justin Verlander, so have you watched the Nolan Ryan documentary on Netflix yet?
I have not.
Pretty good, you know, pretty good. And I think the reason why I'm so dejected tonight is that I watched it and I was like, oh, Zach's going to do this tonight.
Yep.
Wrong documentary to watch on a flight back to Houston.
Zach's going to go out and throw 155 pitches tonight.
Yeah. I mean, hang him up, Nolan. But I guess it was pretty cool that he's like 46 and fighting.
Dude, he was unbelievable. Like the Nolan Ryan stats, when you go deeper, freaking insane. Like obviously the strikeouts insane, but like just the like, obviously I think the 7 no hitters or whatever it is one of them. And he had like 10 one hitters or something. Like he was like that stuff's unreal to me. Like well, the
5,000 strikeouts.
Yeah. I said the strikeouts and then also just like the pitches, like I think he threw like 200 one stars. Like it's crazy. It's awesome. here's what I'll say too, just in terms of again. And I said, on the preview pod, like even before game one, I said, no matter how it happens, we can't complain with a split. We can't. It's what we want. And it's tonight, what's happened in each of the last two series. Like we won't do it. And think about it this way, Jack. Think about it this way. We've had this is the third straight split on the road to start a series. This is easily the least annoying loss of the three. Like the Padres 4-0 blown lead, easily the most annoying of the three losses. And the other one was the Reese error Wheeler game, which it's like you shouldn't have lost the Dansby catch, the Riley catch. Like we shouldn't have lost that game. Like tonight was like, you know what? We got beat. It's okay. Let's go home and beat their ass. Like it's the least annoying of the three. It's okay.
Yeah. I mostly agree. And I'll just say this, like, I don't know how that game turns out if Sosa makes a good throw and re-scoops it. And if, again, like the Bregman home run, like that was one of the most hung sliders I've seen.
It was brutal. Elliot Shore Parks locks a no home run on that one. Yeah. Like it was just like, come on.
But who knows how that game turns out if we make a play in there in the first. And if Schwarber's ball is 2 feet further or 2 feet to the left, you know, we could be looking at a different game. Of the Astros bullpen pieces, Montero doesn't scare me.
No, also Dusty just left him in there tonight too, and bringing Framber out for the extra. Like Dusty's bad. Like Dusty is going to give them. He already gave him game one. Like Dusty will give them more. Like the Phillies just need to take advantage of Dusty's mistakes because he's gonna keep making them.
So Montero doesn't scare me. Presley doesn't scare me. Verlander doesn't scare me. Framber scares me. Javier scares me. McCullers doesn't scare me. That's my updated ranking on the Astros bullpen pieces that scare me. Also, Hector's more in the scare me category. But like, again, just give me one, pal. Just.
You owe us one.
Just give me one. Just one. And I thought Hector was coming in to face Bryce. Mm-hmm. And I was like, here we go. So overall, like, you know, I think I need to talk about it because it's like, I was kind of down, but overall we take a split all day.
Yep.
And it's okay. We're going back to Philly, might lose one, but hopefully Will's good for game six. So
yeah,
everything's fine.
Ryan Stanek scares me too, but they don't use him. So we're good in that case. Like, why use that guy? He's like filthy, like
98, and then he
team record for ERA this year. It's like, why would we use that guy? Let me bring in a freaking starter with a 3.72 ERA instead. Thanks, Dusty. So, you know, Dusty's gonna help us. We split. It's all good. I get a day off for my voice tomorrow, Jack. I'm very excited about this. It's gonna be good. And then Monday, you and I are back in the building, and they don't lose when we're in the building for playoff games. So we're all good.
All good. All good. Get me to Monday night, and everything will be okay.
You got any final thoughts, pal?
My final thought is, I don't know.
That's a good one. I don't either. I'm going to save my voice even more. Monday, get us to Monday at 8:03. They're going to win. I feel great. We're going to be recording a victory pod after that. That's how I feel. He's Fritz himself.